Yeah, I'm already investing in my future, but not in the right ways.
Connor just staring into the camera is a good bit.
I don't know if he's looking at the actual screen, but it didn't seem like it.
It looked like he was disassociating.
Try to.
Are you okay with your current state? Do you want to be here right now? Because you still have the chance to leave. It's up to you.
Do I want to be here? I'm very happy. Tell you what, I'm on break. I got nothing to do.
You're on break right now?
Oh, yeah, you're a teacher. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, April? This is
spring break.
Spring break's now? Okay, I thought college spring break was like in March, and that was crazy down here.
Connor's kids have to go through. When are you guys out?
Well, they have to go through
early
puberty
June.
And then look
around. We're actually pretty lucky. It's like the 11th or something, but I mean, the college, you don't go to school in college. It's like, you know, they have break in March or February. They're done. Their college is done in like 2 or 3 weeks.
It's 15 weeks.
Yeah.
15 weeks total.
Wait, college is 15 weeks?
A semester.
Oh, a semester. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're like 19 weeks a semester or something like that. So.
There was like a whole thing down here during spring break that South Beach made the parking $100 a car so that nobody would go to South Beach, and then they just went to Fort Lauderdale and everybody was pissed.
Yeah, they were cracking down on that a little bit, weren't they?
Yeah, because everyone just does drugs and causes a big ruckus, so they didn't want that to happen again. But isn't that what everybody does in Florida anyway? What's the difference?
I thought that was daily life. I thought you had to smoke meth just to get a license down there.
Yeah, I think that's how it works.
You do the drugs to get the license.
Right.
Yeah. You have to be high on something to get
that's how you get residency, of course.
Right. Yeah. That's why I'm not a legal resident of Florida yet.
That's it.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, alcohol and meth. You can equate those two. That's for sure.
That's the same thing. It's a gateway drug.
Right.
Anyways, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Your host, Jonathan, here, joined once again by fellow dudes. We got Jake. We got our boy Connor here, fellow Dynasty League mate. He's been on the show a few times, so give him a warm round of applause.
True. Friend of the show.
Friend of the show. And friend of Jake on his payroll.
Not true. Patently not true.
John, I'm really I don't even want. Can we just not tonight? Like,
It's a bit.
You hassle me like these guys. Like, I haven't grown up with these guys, and they haven't given me plenty of shit throughout a lifetime.
Well, it's like they're making up for it now by giving you good players. Is that the
case?
But
that's not true. They're not doing that. You did that. You did
that.
What
do you mean?
I would argue, if we want to jump right into it, just doing this, I would argue that I actually won that trade with Jake last year that everyone bitched about when I gave him Saquon.
So it was Herbert and what, Lockett for Saquon or something?
It was, and some picks were involved, but it also turned into like I traded Herbert, then I got Goff from that. Like,
yeah, I mean, I think.
How did Saquon end up? He wasn't a top 10 running back, was he?
Barkley was RB13, so the top end RB2, which like I'm still fine. The deal was I got Barkley and Lockett, and you got Herbert. Straight up.
At the time, that seemed like
I would still call that.
Like, I don't think that's unreasonable.
I don't feel like that's
an aging receiver and running back for a stud quarterback. Like,
yeah, and you
26.
Turned
six.
You turned Herbert. Barkley.
I turned Herbert into a boatload of picks and Jared Goff, who's a top 10 fantasy quarterback last year.
Yeah, I mean, at the time, even when we talked about it, so you sent Herbert and a second, and you got Jared Goff, a 2023 second, two 2023 first, and a 2025 second. I mean, if you got that back in return for Saquon and Lockett, that's pretty good to
right,
me. Like, I mean, that basically means that. Like you got two firsts and two seconds.
Because you got Lockett for nothing.
And Jared Goff. Yeah.
You're welcome for that, by the way.
I mean, look, all of this is discounting the vector that Logan is the reason that you like.
Yeah.
But I would still call Herbert fine. I mean, I think that's a fine deal.
Yeah. So bottom line is the whole reason we brought this up is because there's no like Jake's a friendly guy.
Yeah.
We have conversations. Uh-huh. If we can. Sorry, sometimes, John, that there are mutual beneficial trades for people that don't involve you. I know you like to swindle deals and sabotage and all this stuff. You want to be the villain. That's fine.
Yeah.
What? But since when?
It's like, hey, I need this. You need that. Let's talk. Let's make something happen.
Yeah. I've done trades like that. I did a trade with Austin one time where it was very mutually beneficial.
If you can think of a time where you did a trade like that once, that shows actually the problem. because the majority of the time you're not doing trades like that.
That's a great point. No. I've been trying to sell two very reasonably, you know, good running backs for fantasy, like RB2, RB3 potential to teams that don't have running backs.
Tyler Algiers and someone else, probably.
No, I would never get rid of him. No, Miles Sanders and Chuba Hubbard. I've been trying to sell them for literally anything. Yeah. RB2s. Chuba was, he had three games in a row at the end of the year with 20 plus points. That's a flex option.
Wow.
Wow. Well, so, why wouldn't you want to keep him then? You're win now.
Because I have so many other great running backs on my team.
That's true. So many other good options.
No, I just want Sam Laporta, and I feel like there's still a chance that I get him.
I am going to drive up to Maine and kick the fucking shit out of Frank if he gives you Sam Laporta.
I've probably sent him 20, 25 offers this offseason.
There's zero reason that man needs to give you Sam Laporta, a young tight end who like feasibly could play for the next 10 years and no one would bat an eye.
Don't worry,
Jake,
about it.
If I give Frank something, if I give you something that then you could trade to Frank to get Sam Laporta,
fuck you.
Actually, we'll
see,
talk,
and
we'll
this
talk
is what I'm talking about. What, what you just said, fuck you. No. That's not okay.
You're
just trying to get a rise out of me. Whoa.
Don't do this shit. Nope. Nope. We're not doing that. And because of that,
Brittany Mahomes update. Brittany Mahomes.
It's the Brittany Mahomes update. Glad to be back doing this update. It's changed over the years. You know, it's not always the same, but we enjoy it equally now. Every single time. Isn't that right, Jake?
No.
Well, as you know, Brittany, still going strong. The Kansas City Current had their first game of many. They had many games, actually, but as you guys should know at this point, that it is the first female-only professional stadium in sports, and it has opened.
Female-only professional stadium?
Yeah.
Was that the only employ females?
Only women play there. It's not for men. It's not like a stadium where women happen to play as well, like in the Lakers.
Oh, okay.
They have the WNBA team play there. Like, this stadium was built from the ground up by Brittany Mahomes with a sledgehammer for the Kansas City Current.
I don't believe that.
And women are allowed?
Well, okay. I don't know if men are not allowed to be there. I think that men could play there, but it is a stadium that's primary purpose is for the female team, Kansas City Current.
Can men go to games?
No. Yes.
What?
I can't because I'm on a list, but I can. I would like to go. Because the seats are like $8 a piece. They're basically paying you to go. So, but that's not the news today. The news is, as a matter of fact, Brittany's new haircut.
Oh, Sam.
Does she know about it?
Yeah, she does.
Oh, boy. Okay. Hold on. We're going to go ahead and bring up her Insta. Well, her hair color. It's not so much a haircut. Yeah, it's a new hair color. Here we go. Yeah, Brittany. Feeling spicy.
I so
everybody.
Couldn't care less about this.
This is a big thing for her. Look at that. Oh,
I
don't care about this. But yeah,
did you know for $14 or $15 a ticket, you could be a season ticket holder?
That's a pretty good deal.
That's a great deal.
Not as good a deal as
God damn,
Brittany
dude.
And her hair.
All right.
Look at Sam. Like, what?
Can Sam chime in on this so that we can have some kind of commentary and then move on?
Does Sam care? Because if she doesn't care, then why do 237,000 people care?
I mean, I thought it was a bit. Like, I thought it was a joke. It was just a wig.
You thought it was a wig?
Yeah.
Wait, it might be. Because, like, maybe it's AI because she posted this afterwards.
Yeah, I think it's a wig.
No. That would be crazy.
How did she
Is it so short then?
Did she get rid of the bangs then?
Well, she probably took this photo before and then just posted it after.
That's out of her soccer team's thing?
Yeah, this could have happened like at any time during this offseason.
But she owns a soccer team? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Connor, she owns the Kansas City Current.
She's a co-owner.
This is information that I know against my will.
I have a mutual connection on I have a mutual connection on LinkedIn with someone that works for the Kansas City Current.
Who gives a fuck?
It's
who fucking
fine.
Cares about your LinkedIn connections to Brittany Mahomes?
Well, it's not an actual connection to Brittany Mahomes, but it's one step closer.
John, can you go back to those?
Yeah, of course.
Can I, and not to segment any longer, can I ask why is she doing a photo shoot like this? Can we ignore the hair for a second and just ask why? Why is this happening?
Because she thinks she matters. She's done many, many, many photo shoots such as this.
Okay.
I mean,
is that right? All right, I didn't know that.
She usually does them with her kids.
Those are photos.
She did a photo shoot with Skims at Christmas time.
Wait, wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, she was a freaking Victoria's Secret supermodel. Didn't you guys know that?
She's a rookie.
She's a rookie.
Don't give her that much credit.
Not Victoria's Secret, Sports Illustrated.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, she did a Skims ad back in, like, wintertime, which was, like, a huge fight between her and Taylor, apparently.
Wait, what's Skims?
It's Kim Kardashian's brand.
Does Taylor not get along with Kim Kardashian?
Kim Kardashian?
Did you not know that? Yeah, that's the Skims ad. Those two are the Skims ad.
Oh, we talked about this on the show already.
Yeah, they don't because of Kanye.
Oh, that's very controversial.
Kanye likes Brittany Mahomes?
No, Kanye.
No, that's not
Kanye made that comment about Taylor.
I do.
That she shouldn't have won Album of the Year.
Which was true.
Yeah, the VMAs in 2006. That's also not true.
He's been bashing her ever since.
What does that have to do with?
Because he was married to Kim Kardashian.
He's been divorced for years.
You've heard the line. I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. Why?
Kanye said that?
Yeah. Great line.
It's a great song.
They don't really like each other.
Wait, have you not listened to the song?
I don't really listen to Kanye. I'm more of a full-on Swiftie.
That's
so
crazy.
I don't. Yeah.
It's release week. Why aren't you guys talking about that?
Oh, has that come out yet?
No.
The Tortured Poets Department?
Did you see the marketing material for that? Anybody? The fountain pen sitting on top of a typed page where they clearly soaked it in tea and dried it.
Wait, what?
Tis
yeah.
Tis has a new album coming out this week.
So
is it on here?
I don't know. I saw it on Twitter. I don't know where it is on her actual stuff, but it's like
all black and white.
So the papers that they have, first off, have a Spotify logo on them. They're supposed to look like they were like on a typewriter, but then they have a fountain pen sitting on top of the typewriter, like the page with typewriter on it. So
this is like all very AI. What? This is a choice. Oh, okay. There's a typewriter there. So I kind of see the vibe. So it comes out on Friday. Okay. How does she keep coming out with so much music? Like, when does she have time to write when she's on a worldwide tour?
You think she writes her songs?
She does. She writes
100%. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah,
she
I actually wouldn't question
it. She filed a lawsuit to get ownership of her songs.
Probably because she didn't write them the first time.
We are not well versed.
Why are you such a hater?
I'm just being.
No, objective. You're such a Taylor Swift hater.
Okay, that's not the point of the segment. We're done with the segment.
He's trying to be devil's advocate, and that's okay. But you know, know your facts.
The reality is, she writes her songs. They're not very good, but she writes her songs.
And Brittany Mahomes is also self-made.
A little bit. I'm a little bit of a hater on some of the stuff. Some of the stuff's good. But it's pop music. It's not. I don't know. I don't want to get a soapbox about art, but
just wait till
Taylor
the Portrait Poet.
Those are your two options.
Like Taylor Swift or what?
Or become a eunuch.
Oh, Christ.
Holy shit.
Wow, that's a real rock and a hard
not
place.
Not true these days.
Or lack of a hard place.
Not much anymore, Jake.
What do you guys suggest for my outfit when I go see her on my birthday in Portugal this year?
Do you have to go to Portugal because they won't let you at the
What
American
era
place?
Are you going for?
I'm more of a speak now guy. I'm a big speak now guy.
Okay, so something purple.
Yeah, maybe Grimace.
Like
I'll go with Grimace.
Sparkly.
Holy shit. If you went to Taylor Swift,
it's
Grimace,
it's
dude.
It's Grimace, bro.
That was so fucking cool.
Like, no, speak now because purple. Like, you didn't really think this through. Did you?
But it's just you body painted with Grimace's face on your chest.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. I feel like I could get
it. I will pay for you to go as an inflatable Grimace to the concert.
Well, I'm seeing her again in October in Miami, and that's at least close to home, so I might be able to get away with it. I don't know how people are going to react in Europe to that. Then I might get killed. So,
think you know what Europe's about.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't. That's I'm. I don't. I have no idea.
Violent. Portugal is a violent wasteland.
I don't.
It's still like World War One over there, right? I don't know. Never been. Anyways, I think that's gonna do it for the Brittany Mahomes update. Sadly,
thank you, Sam.
But yeah, thank you, Sam. Really appreciate your insight. Let's talk NFL news.
NFL news and injury updates.
I don't have a banner, so we're gonna go without a banner. But yeah, not a lot of news, it being the offseason, but that is okay. The biggest news, which just happened within the last 45 minutes, was none other than, did you guys get the notification? Yeah,
J.K. Dobbins is intending to sign a one-year contract with the Los Angeles Chargers.
So if you were the Chargers GM, would you be more comfortable keeping Austin Eckler or signing two battered running backs that have a history of injuries?
I mean, they're going to draft the Michigan running back. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, Blake Corum's a Charger, 100%.
What round do you think he goes in, though?
Tough to say. I don't even know their draft.
Second round running back, or is he, I don't know. I need Mac for his insight.
I think you get him in the second round. I think his size is a reason he wouldn't go in the first round.
Yeah. I mean, he was pretty efficient on Michigan's offense.
I would have no idea. I need to know more about college. This is where, knowledge kind of goes down.
I don't have any picks, so I really haven't like looked seriously into this season.
I'm really trying to figure out what to do with my 310. So.
Who's the other battered veteran they signed?
Gus Edwards.
Yeah, they have Gus. On a 2-year deal, and then they got Jake on a 1-year deal. They could also not end up taking Blake Corum and end up focusing on trying to get wide receiver talent in there.
That's probably what they should do.
But those are, if you think about it, though, those are actually Greg Roman signings.
Oh, 150%. Without question.
Those were guys when he was the OC in Baltimore that he loved, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. He brought Gus in. Yeah. Right. I mean, they had an amazing run game then, too. I mean, like, really, if JK stays healthy, I think you see a Mark Ingram, like, only more run in Baltimore.
Yeah, he's been decent when he's been healthy. He just hasn't been healthy.
Right.
You get it in, like, a 2-game span, and then he gets hurt again. Like, right. I dealt with the J.K. Dobbins experience for 2 years, and it was horrible. But we even saw him in person play 2 years ago in the opener in New England, and he looked really good.
Yeah, we did. I forgot we saw him play.
And I was like, holy shit, fucking J.K. Dobbins coming through finally. But I hope he's okay. I hate to see a guy literally battered by injuries his entire career. Like, I hope that he does anything.
Yeah,
it's just really tough at that position where it's like, you know, you see OBJ's kind of old already, blows a knee out, comes back, and still at least play receiver, not like what he was, but
right,
yeah. Running back, if you're not
going to be in the NFL long.
Yeah, it is tough. It's a really tough position. I'll tell you, that's not what you want to be right now. Underpaid, right. And you're just getting your ass beat.
Which is why they don't get signed, or they don't get drafted, excuse me, as all that high.
Right. The last couple very years, rarely.
We've seen it come back a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I hear it every time that this gets talked about, and it's like the NFL will go in cycles. So eventually some team will have a, you know, smash mouth run it down your throat kind of football game. And then, you know, other teams will pick it up and it'll work for them. And then, you know, running backs will be more valuable. And so it'll happen. But for right now, it is an air game.
It'll still be a running back by committee approach. Like, it's not going to be like, you know.
Yeah, I don't think that's ever coming back. I agree.
Jerome Bettis isn't going to get 35 touches a game for 16 games a year for 10 years. Like, that's not happening anymore.
Yeah.
I think it really depends on who's coming up through the college ranks. Like, is there any college team that uses a smash mouth running back approach? Because if there isn't, then they're not going to be right into the NFL. Like,
I mean, in the college game, I mean, Connor, you can speak to this almost better than I can, but there's a lot more different play styles. Like, I mean, you've seen Wildcat be successful in college games before. That it just never translates.
Yeah, so. it's mostly spread, and quite frankly, college is all about confusion. Like, you're a coach with unlimited practice time, basically, and meeting time, and you're like, I'm trying to out-scheme that 20-year-old so-and-so who just had his, you know, his girlfriend break up with him or just failed this test or that. Like, that's who you're trying to beat. So it works more in college in terms of like scheme, and that's why it seems more spread. But like Michigan was a shotgun team last year. Mm. They ran the ball pretty damn effectively.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's what you're going to see. So like the type of offense doesn't even matter as much as can you run the ball? Well, it doesn't matter how you do it. It's can you do it? And like, so you'll still get those guys. Like Derrick Henry in college is in a more spread offense than he was in the NFL.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's all about can you do it? But again, I don't think you're going to see like Derrick Henry's actually a good example. I think he's the last guy for a while, at least, that's going to be like, hey, this guy needs to touch the ball 25 times a game.
Yeah. Right. Like, it's advantageous for him, too.
Right.
Because it wears down a defense, too, which right. I think can't go, you know, unnoticed. I mean, if you can have a guy that's going to do that, I think you use him to his fullest potential.
I'll tell you, I know this is like a homer take, but dude, I think Derrick Henry running it down their throats and then putting out Keaton Mitchell in the fourth quarter.
Oh yeah,
I think that is going to be a dangerous, dangerous run game. And Lamar's looking lean too. I don't know if you saw him.
I'll be honest with you, I think it's going to be the opposite.
You think it's going to be? You think that they're going to wear out the defense chasing Mitchell, and then
I think you chase Mitchell sideline to sideline, some power read, counter read, like, you know, okay. Lamar gets downhill maybe a little bit. A couple inside gives, you get Henry going a little bit, but then I think fourth quarter, your, you know, 19th through 30th carry of the game will be to Derrick Henry in the late third into the fourth.
Okay.
I think especially if they have the lead, they just get the ball to Henry to like keep getting first down after first down. Like that's, and throw it to Andrews to get a fucking third and long. Honestly, like they're gonna destroy teams next year. Like I'm not a
Mandrews and Likely is a sweet combo too. I mean, Likely showed he's a guy.
He's always been. He just doesn't get the targets. The opposite.
That's what I'm saying. Like I saw him in preseason when they got him, and I regret telling Tyler because I was like, hey, Likely's on the waivers. Like I would grab him if I had space. And then Mandrews went down, because Likely was good.
It's hard to roster a backup tight end if you don't have the starter. I feel like, I mean, even with the amount of roster space we have in Dynasty at this point, like there's people you want to hold on to. That's a tough position to really have a backup player.
I mean, you barely want to start anybody outside of the top eight, let alone the top 12. So it's a scarcity.
Unless like you have like a, you know, say the Chiefs take a tight end this year.
Yeah, that's
a guy. Like, you draft him, you hold on for a year or two, then it's like, all right, that's the next guy in Kansas City, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder what that's going to look like. Like when Travis Kelce leaves, like
they might draft a successor this year. Isn't there a pretty deep tight end class? Or am I know Bowers is the guy, right?
Yeah, Bowers is good. So it's really, but I think it's a little top heavy. I haven't looked for certain, but I feel like there's not a lot of like, it's not a strong class all the way through.
I haven't heard too much else beside it, but tight end tight end's kind of a crapshoot. It's one of those positions where, like, what do you ask to do in college? Like, depending on your off. Like, Iowa produces great tight ends always, but they never throw the ball to the tight end.
Well,
you know, it's like sometimes that's a position where production doesn't match their capability a lot of the time. You know, like you wouldn't take a receiver that has similar stats or comparable stats to what a tight end would have in college.
Yeah,
based on, you know what I mean.
You think their draft process is a little bit more like analytical, or not analytical? Like they watch the ball more. You know, they watch the guy play more because it's isn't it a lot more about like how well you can block and you need to be a smart tight end versus like a guy.
Right. It's one of those things like, well, they're playing tight end, not offensive tackle, so they clearly can catch.
Right.
So like we're not worried about that. Can they block? Okay, yes. What's their skills like? What's their size? How are they, you know, physically, how do they match up? You know, so like I think that's where you see a lot of it. But like you're talking about with the running backs in college, like they, you know, it's similar in the sense like how do you physically, what are your traits? Are you fast? Can you, you know, that sort of stuff? And then can you block? Like running backs, can you block on third down and pass protection? Tight ends, can you block in the run game? Those are they're actually kind of similar.
That's why, I mean, Kelce, George Kittle, Gronk were so good because they could do all of those things.
Yeah, Gronk in 2 years at Arizona had like 46 catches total.
That's nuts.
And he was hurt his junior year, then declared for the draft anyway.
Didn't they draft? I mean,
early second.
No, Gronk and Hernandez were not in the same draft.
They
class,
were the same draft were. Class. Yes, they were.
Because Hernandez insane. Dropped. Yeah. Because I mean,
Hernandez had the numbers, but it was strange. He had something. You wouldn't believe it. Some legal issue, I think.
Straight up assault allegations.
Yeah, like he shot
and
a guy.
Possible murder back then that got covered
yeah.
up.
Yeah, well.
Attempted murder. Well, yeah. Wait, no. Had he already killed the guy?
If the glove fits. No, yes. Yeah. Apparently.
Only
no, he hadn't killed the guy. He had shot a guy in the face.
Yeah.
Okay. That's.
But the guy survived.
So oh, he survived. Murder. So attempted yeah. murder. Okay.
Yeah.
He was so good at football, though. God damn.
I was really good at football. I was at their division one of the years in the playoffs against the Texans. He was getting snaps at running back early in the game. They're like giving him stretch plays.
I might have been at that game, too.
Yards.
In the yeah. playoffs?
He was just yep. an athlete.
Maybe.
You know, yeah. Connor, you never came to visit me when I lived in Bristol, right? I don't think so.
No.
Yeah. He went to high school, like, right.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I know.
Literally, I mean, less than a quarter mile from where we lived. Like, yeah. I knew people that knew him.
He might not be a serial murderer if he didn't get drafted by the Patriots.
Because
that's when he went back to all of his old stomping grounds and hung out with the same group of friends.
No,
he was a model citizen at Florida besides shooting a guy in the face, John.
Well, if he had, if he went saying, to like the Chargers or something, you know, I think there's a better chance he doesn't commit serial murder.
No, here's where it goes off the rails is he's allowed to leave high school early to go to his college football program in Florida. Like, if that doesn't happen, I think things might. And also his dad dying. That's really the catalyst. His dad passing away and then his mom having a new guy move in like weeks later.
Yeah, that always makes me want to kill people, dude.
Really, really fucked him up. And all the incredible amount of CTE he had.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't a full-on Aaron Hernandez podcast, but I would like to make it that at some point. But there is other news. All we did talk about was J.K. Dobbins. Stephon Diggs traded to Houston. That happened probably 2 weeks ago now, but that's pretty big news.
I don't love obviously. It, to be honest. I think he's kind of a drama queen.
Oh, yeah, of course. All of them are.
Yeah,
all
no, I don't particularly love it because I think that he's going to bring a bad energy to a team that had a really good
chemistry. How interesting.
Like I think you had two really great wide receivers in there, young quarterback, and like things were cooking. Like they like I don't know if you needed to change the recipe.
Bringing in Mixon seemed like enough.
Yeah, I mean Mixon was like, I don't like a good Mixon? Add. Yeah, Mixon. You didn't know Mixon was on.
Oh, I would no. I knew I would much rather if I could have one of those two picks. I would much rather. Get Stephon Diggs and Joe Mixon.
Yeah, but they already have such a strong wide receiver group. Like they, I know Tank Dell broke his leg, but
I know Diggs wanted out.
The only thing holding that group back was what last year?
What was holding the group?
I don't know. They were very good. I think they just they're just young and
young. What does Stephon Diggs bring?
But I don't know if he's that kind of guy though. Like.
He hasn't really shown that he can help a team win in the playoffs quite yet. I'll tell you that.
And I think that he brings a little bit of drama to a team. And I don't know if that's the kind of veteran wide receiver you want in your room.
I think if you make up your mind you want out of a place and you get to go to a new place, there's going to be a honeymoon period. Is it going to end bad? I'm sure it'll end bad.
Yeah.
I'm not questioning that. I'm saying, but for 2 years as Stroud matures and the receivers mature. Can he be an asset to that team as well as still being someone the defense has to think about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he can
I mean, that's a good point.
It definitely tanks Tank Dell's value as a fantasy wide receiver just truly because he's going to be the three.
I don't know.
See, I don't even think so.
You can't have three guys that
I don't
are
think it tanks. I don't think
team.
It tanks Dell. I think if anybody –
I made the joke first. You can't just give him credit.
Yeah, mine was better. I did it better.
What the fuck? Okay.
You said Tank Dell. You need to say it tanks
Dell.
Yeah,
that's the role.
All right, fair enough. That's a good point. But no, seriously, that's like saying Tyler Boyd's going to be fantasy relevant.
Isn't Dell kind of more of the field stretcher?
And Stephon Diggs isn't? I mean, I don't know.
No. At this point in his career, Stephon Diggs he's a possession guy. He's going to beat a man. He's going to beat man coverage. You take your one-on-one with him. You let if they're playing zone, you let Tank Dell take the top off, and then you go to one of the other two underneath.
That's what I'm saying. I think Nico Collins sees the worst of this.
But I don't Nico. But again, Nico Collins. I had him in one league. He was a a flex consideration a lot of weeks.
Until Tank went down.
He
went on a great run. But, like, he was not – I know we're thinking in terms of fantasy, but he was not this, like, stud. It wasn't It wasn't Jamar Chase and T. Higgins.
Yeah.
Yes, like, it wasn't It wasn't that.
It had enough volume to strongly support one good wide receiver.
Right.
And then two on a good week. But
let's be honest, one of those two can't all be good. What's that, John? Sorry.
I'm saying that they can't, if all of them are healthy, then I think it's kind of a crapshoot. Like, they are all going to have bad weeks. Yeah, it's too many mouths. And I think they have who was their tight end last year? I feel like that he was somewhat relevant.
Oh, Schultz.
Schultz. Well, he had some okay weeks. Like, Nico Collins, like, he was boom or bust, but he, like, his last last 7 weeks he played other than 15, he missed a week. 13, 23, 34, 2, 13, 15, 34.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's a guy, like, that's what I'm saying. I just think he's, I don't want Nico Collins this year.
Yeah, no, I think he's the one that's, out of any of them, he's the one that suffers.
Yeah, damn. For sure.
Well, I think he is.
Wide receiver one last year.
Like,
yeah,
I
12, yeah.
Actually, that's your jump ball guy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think here's the thing. I do like Nico Collins long term now because he's still definitely going to learn some shit from.
Well, you also got to think too, if you're looking at it from, like, the Texans perspective, if they're thinking long term, what's Diggs's contract? How many years he have left? Nico's 25. His contract's up. He has, 2 years left?
Maybe this is his last year? Option, yeah.
He's been in the league 3 years now. So
probably this is probably
he's got 1 year to the fifth-year option.
Yeah.
In what world is Nico Collins rostered 44%?
I don't know why it says that. Yeah, that's kind of fucking crazy. I'm not going to lie to you. He shouldn't. I'm sure that's
who has him in our league, by the way?
The guy who has every Texan.
I'm going to have to talk to him.
I've tried to
good luck. He actually doesn't
respond to anything.
Oh, no, he doesn't do anything. And quite frankly,
he said it recently, like, actually, in person.
I want you to know this, Connor. We added him to the league because of somebody that didn't respond to trades and didn't care. So
it's April.
He doesn't say anything during the season.
He sets a lineup each week.
That's not enough.
He is better than TJ.
TJ made trades at least.
Jake, you know him. He's not. He just doesn't know people. And he's not. He's like, I don't care. I'm not going to chime in. It's not relevant to me.
If someone sends you a message, though, you should at least respond.
He doesn't see it. I don't see it.
Put notifications on.
I respond to DMs sometimes.
John,
I'm not turning notifications on.
You know, you're biased if you say it's because it's a bad deal because John makes bad deals.
But you're
fucking
definitely
respond.
Sending
That's all I ask. That's all I respond. Say
tell
something.
Us your last offer to him. Tell us your last offer. Okay.
Good. That's a good question.
So Connor, you should turn on notifications for what it's worth.
I'm not
sure. Just
if you want to talk trade, send me a text.
I don't have your fucking number.
Oh,
nobody
if
has
only there's a way you could
that's
get
why
it,
I
John.
Say payroll because Jake has everyone's fucking number.
Boy howdy, maybe check
what's
check
stopping you from asking him.
Maybe it'll show up somewhere.
You have
how am I gonna get your number if you don't respond to a fucking message on here first?
Oh, I
you're Facebook friends with him.
I'm not Facebook friends with fucking
So send him a fucking friend request. Actually,
or here's an idea: you have Jake's number.
I have texted him on Facebook and he hasn't responded.
Yeah, okay.
You have Jake's number.
Okay, I'm gonna ask Troy for his phone or Jake for Troy's phone number.
I don't think that's unreasonable.
I think it's unreasonable to not have notifications on in a league that's year round. I'm sorry.
I think if I texted Troy right now, it's like, hey, can I give John your number? He would tell me to go fuck myself.
That's what I'm saying.
No, you
just fucking have notifications on.
I think
on
he actually would do that, Connor.
Not that hard.
To be fair.
I don't know, Troy.
I have no...
Put your notifications
on. And I actually told this to Jake today or the other day when he asked to come on. I have no, like, knowledge on any of this stuff. I will, after the draft, I will then look and be, okay, here's my guys, here's my picks, here's where people are. I'm not into it right now either. It's April.
Well, that's your prerogative. I mean,
I think
sure you can have
is.
A conversation.
And John, you think as someone who is as high-minded as you, you'd take better advantage of that and not come in, you know, eighth place or whatever like you do most years.
Never finish worse than sixth.
Kind of gotcha.
But, okay.
Nobody wants to be sixth.
Never finished worse than six in any league in the last, well, not any league, but we're not talking about that league on this show. We never have. No, the last trade I sent him was Joe Mixon, Miles Sanders, and Chuba Hubbard for Pacheco, Cook, and Nico Collins.
Trash trade.
You just said Nico Collins is the one that suffers from this trade.
Yeah, you asked for James Cook and Isaiah Pacheco.
Seventh round pick and James Cook.
The
or Joe Mixon. He loves the Texans. Why wouldn't he want Joe Mixon?
That's like saying in 2011. Yeah, I'm asking for Tom Brady, but he was a sixth round pick. So what?
Yeah, that what the
fuck? Okay, well, here's the thing. It would be nice if he just fucking said something. Say something. That's it. Is that too much to ask?
You need to understand not everyone, myself in this category as well, is as into this as you are year round.
Well, I mean, don't join a dynasty.
Again, as someone as fantasy savvy as you are, John, you think you might be able to take advantage of
it. I think that there's a spectrum in the league, and John is the far end of it, where he's like, everyone should be locked in all season at all times.
Yes.
And then you take one step out where it's me and Tyler are as into it as John is, but we also get like, yeah, not everyone gives him as much
put
of a
Austin
fuck
into
as
that
we
category
do.
Too.
Austin, yeah, Austin, I do love that he's gassed.
I heard
up
he showed
all
up last
time.
Weekend of just talking trades to people within 5 minutes of his arrival.
He loved it. Oh, he was locked in.
And I know you were, but I'm sure other people there weren't.
Yeah, he was.
So,
he
like,
was
locked. There's a spectrum.
Yeah.
It's really hard to find people that give a shit enough to make a podcast about it. But anyways, let's move on to the next piece of news. And this is the last one I'm going to talk about for news-wise. But how do you feel Rashi Rice affects the Chiefs and fantasy output of other players, including himself, if he even plays this year?
I'm concerned this season and this season only.
Has there been any talk of him being – like? It was a traffic accident that he fled from. Like
it was
NFL players don't
accident. I mean, it was an accident, but he has six counts of collision involving bodily injury, among other charges.
I think they had a weapon in the car.
You're saying was it like a hit and run? I don't know.
Yeah, it is technically a hit and run. I mean, I have concern for this season. This it won't affect him long term. NFL players have done way worse shit.
Didn't kill anybody.
What's going to happen from my perspective is he's going to get a slap on the wrist from the judicial system, and he's going to have an out of court with the people that got injured.
I mean, yeah. Also, let's think about this too, talking courts. Jack Jones for the Patriots last year literally walked into Logan Airport with guns in his bag and
did he? Wait,
didn't
what?
Even you don't remember that?
I don't remember that. No.
Like, right away, this was like, you know, after mini camp, like you know, your last break before the season starts, and he's flying wherever, and he gets arrested because he's literally trying to bring a duffel bag with guns in it through airport security.
Incredible.
I mean, you can't help stupidity sometimes.
He doesn't even get, you know, the case gets dismissed or whatever happens. Nothing, no sentence, no nothing, and nothing from the NFL.
That's so like, strange. I think it depends on – okay, so here's the thing. I think it really depends on the star value of a player. How much does the NFL give a shit about Jack Jones and punishing him for that? Not a lot. I mean, if you look at, like, Tom Brady, oh, that's a big story. That'll make people watch the NFL. Let's punish him for deflating footballs. I don't know. I think that there's definitely something to be said about what the who the player is and whether the NFL makes a big deal about it.
Yeah, I think Tom Brady's the outlier in that, actually. I think it goes the other way. I think it's the bigger the star, the Deshaun Watson's the easy example. Like,
well, yeah, he hasn't been in for 10 games for raping 23 women. So,
you put it like that, John. It seems more than fair.
Well, no, okay. That's what I'm – well, okay.
Didn't
no.
Adrian Peterson beat his kid?
Literally, he beat his 4 or 5-year-old child with a stick to the point where not only was it bruised, it was like – it looked like he got whipped.
I think there's a fine line here. Where
Tyreek's hitting his kid too.
The NFL still wants these players to play football. They don't want them to be suspended for a whole season. Like, but then again, they'll suspend Calvin Ridley for gambling for an entire year.
But John, I think we're kind of saying the same thing here. Where I'm saying I don't think it's gonna. I think it's gonna be what 6 to 8 games max. Like I think he's a guy. If it's a yearly league like a redraft, I think he's a guy you take late. And you stash on your bench if you can afford to for 6 to 8 weeks, and you got a nice little treat for yourself halfway through the year.
I think, well, because didn't Alvin Kamara, it happened like 2 years before he ended up getting suspended.
Oh, yeah.
He missed like, what, 4 games? 3 or 4
games?
Four
or six, yeah, most.
Maybe I think it was six.
I think it was six. Yeah.
But yeah, he ended up being great for fantasy. So that was a great like eighth round stash.
It did him a favor. It did him a favor. He didn't have to get beat up for six games. He comes back and he's Alvin Kamara again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was actually good.
It's crazy. I mean, do you think this at least gives Sky Moore a little bit of a chance to do anything? No.
Yeah, I've run that train plenty.
It is the Travis Kelce show, and like another wide receiver has to be talented.
Listen, they have to take a receiver early, right?
Like, they didn't see that happening. So MVS isn't there. They have Kadarius Toney, who can't catch a football. No, he was with the Patriots last year.
How did this not make the news? Juju on Instagram showing his junk off with a girl in the car.
Oh, I did hear about that. I heard, Juju.
They had the photo on X. Like, you're looking through, like, he's not even hard.
Okay. He's not even hard, guys. Like, seriously, it wasn't even that good of a picture. I would know.
My point is, he's just in his car taking a selfie of him and his chick in the front seat, and it just so happens he has his penis out. Like, there's nothing else.
No, damn, dude. Holy Jesus. You gotta look at this picture.
I'm telling you, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Wait, I'm gonna let me Google Juju penis. Hold on.
Put it on the video, John.
No, this is a family show. This is a family show.
Yeah, this is a family show.
Put Juju's cock on the video.
This is the New York Post. Juju Smith's. Wait, what? I don't want to support you. All right, Patriots Juju Smith-Schuster appears to post explosive photo on Snapchat. Oh God!
They blow it up, but again, it's just a selfie.
Look at his face, bro.
And I'm telling you, it's just his twig and berries hanging out above the shorts.
Bro, it's just his.
Damn! I mean, when you have a twig and berries of that, you know, of that stature, then sometimes I think it just falls out.
It wasn't even impressive.
Really?
No.
Maybe that's why he sucks at football.
Yeah. I had a similar thought, actually.
Well, he finished as the wide receiver 96 last year, so there's that too. But any other news? There's only one more bit of news that I really truly care about, and that's apparently Jason Kelce lost his Super Bowl ring in a vat of chili.
I found the uncensored picture of his hog. Just
okay. Can you go ahead and just private message that to me, please?
I'll go ahead and put it in the group chat.
Thanks.
Can you call it a hog, Jake? Though, like it's you know, I it's mean, nothing.
Maybe it's like like a piglet. A piglet, maybe.
Yeah, I'll say it.
Let's make fun of NFL players' penis size.
It makes you feel all right. I'll tell you that.
Hey, some of us are growers, not showers. You know, it happens.
That's right. It's okay if he's soft. I have a new nickname at work. It's called Soft John. And it's not what you think. What? It's called Soft John. We were on a shoot and my focus was soft. So they were like, "You're soft, John." And I was like, "Soft?" So now my nickname's Soft John.
As opposed to in high school, and your nickname was Soft John for a different reason.
No, that's more so now. As you age and become an alcoholic, you become even softer.
Is it worse than your name's John, too? It's like a double entendre.
Oh, this nice. John. Oh, my God. That's great. Wow. See, that's why we have you here.
That's what I bring.
Thank you for that. I didn't even think about that. And now I didn't realize that my name is actually also a term for penis. So, wow. Thank you.
And a shitter.
Because I am shit. But and here we are.
Nothing but dicks and shit.
Thanks, guys. Should we talk about the trade between me and Jake?
Yeah, I mean, we're basically talking about it right now because you're just dicks and shit.
Thanks. Dynasty download. Okay. Let me pull it up here. This happened, I don't know, 2 weeks ago now, something like that. And, okay.
Go ahead. You tell it. You tell the story.
So, here's the trade. I gave Jake Brandon Ayuk and a 2026 second. Mind you, this man already has Justin Jefferson, Jalen Waddle, Calvin Ridley, and now he has Brandon Ayuk. So he has a very young, strong, talented wide receiver core. And I, in turn, got DeAndre Hopkins, Adam Thielen, Davante Adams, Mike Gesicki, and 2024 310. So here's the thing. Oh, he went to Fresno State? Huh. Fancy that. Yep. So I did, yes. I did trade for two 31-year-old wide receivers. And on the grand scheme of things, there have been not a ton of wide receivers that have made an insanely strong fantasy impact past 30. But when you, for me,
I know
if
I
anybody's going to do it, shut up. Did you, you said, do you want me to explain it? Or do you want me to explain it?
That you started Googling wide receivers past 30.
Okay, that's true. Yeah. And I did find websites and email, or not emails, personal emails from these wide receivers. Now, websites that showed basically like Jerry Rice, Anquan Boldin, other wide receivers.
Just regular
that,
guys.
Yeah. So, but here's the thing. When you look at modern day wide receivers, there's the best healthcare that's ever been, the best training, the best everything for wide receivers to stay healthy and play past a certain age. And if anybody can do it, it's two players that have literally been the best wide receivers of the last 10 years.
John, they're not running backs that get beat up for 10 years straight. Like, they just
are you
slow down
helping my argument? Wait, hold on. Hold on. Are you helping my argument now?
No, he's not.
No, I'm really not. I'm okay. Saying that they just slow down and they're less explosive. So their production drops because they're not getting open as much.
I don't think that means that they won't get a ton of targets and get touchdowns and get me fantasy points.
That's actually
why,
exactly
they can
what
catch
that means.
The ball. If you're an NFL receiver, you can catch the ball. You need to get open.
Yeah, no, I think that they still will. Because okay, well, who else are you throwing the ball to on the Raiders, and who else are you throwing the ball to on the Tennessee Titans?
Jacoby Myers and not Waller, obviously. Who's the other tight end they got last year?
Treylon Burks. Yeah. Okonkwo? You're gonna say Okonkwo?
Also, but who's throwing the ball?
Well, here's the thing. It doesn't matter who throws. Listen.
You say who else is catching the ball in Tennessee? Calvin Ridley, the guy that just paid
for the deal. He's not gonna be the one. He will not be the one. Listen.
Yes, I promise you he will.
Oh,
I promise you Calvin Ridley will be the one.
You think Calvin Ridley will be the one?
I think Calvin Ridley finishes higher than DeAndre Hopkins a million times over.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. 100%.
Oh, my God. Without question. Lock that in.
Add it in. I want it on that. Absolutely.
You want it? All right, Connor, you're in on this. And
Connor's in on this one?
You get a cup of water the next time you see. You get to throw it in John's face.
Oh,
fucking God. Yeah, that's not happening. It'll definitely be DeAndre Hopkins. No, I look at this trade as...
Dude, Tyler would be going to town on you right now for that bet. That is a shit bet.
No, how, bro? Literally, how? DeAndre Hopkins
because
was wide receiver.
Because it's
22.
Not 2015.
It doesn't matter, dude.
Look at his game by game, though. Wide receiver 22, because he had, what, 3-4 great weeks? He was shit for most of the year last year.
It was a rookie QB. Give him some time to fucking develop.
That's
and a new
the whole
coach.
Point.
It's a running
matter.
Offense. It's a
Who's
running offense.
The ball?
Things will change.
Oh,
I got to make a move here. Have you seen the teams in our league?
In that case.
Connor, have you seen the teams in our league and what it takes to compete? Truly.
Yeah. I've been roasted each year for my team, and each year we've overcome adversity. And
at least I'm fucking trying. You know what I mean? At least I'm fucking trying, unlike some people in our league that don't even send a fucking DM.
John, if I could compare you to a GM, you'd be like, you know, one of the meddling owners. You'd be like an Al Davis type who just like, oh, I love that name, or oh, he looks great in pads.
What
like,
the fuck?
None of what you're saying is relevant to how he's actually going to produce.
They're going to be fine. It's Davante Adams. It's the guy you pepper with targets because he's Davante Adams. That's literally what's going to happen.
How are you at a casino?
I don't gamble. Because
it's probably for the best.
I would agree with that.
I mean, how have you done in this league? Not well.
I think I've exceeded
your best
the
feat was beating me in the quarterfinals last year. Congratulations on that.
So you're talking shit to the guy that finished ahead of you.
Oh, fifth? Yeah, good job.
Thank you.
I mean,
great job. It doesn't matter. Fair. Do you want to win? You have to beat this motherfucker in the middle and Tyler and Logan. So you got to make fucking moves. And if nobody else is going to do it, then I will. I'll take risks on players that are 31 that can still be top 10 wide receivers.
It's going to be
big
really tough when your whole team is Jalen Hurts, Bijan Robinson, and AJ Brown, and Kyle.
Yeah, and they lost.
Okay, yeah, I'd hate to have the QB2 and the RB10 and another in the RB12.
Guess what? You have a full roster and depth that you need to fill out.
I have that. I would say I definitely fucking have that.
Yep, who is your wide receiver for?
Earl Patterson.
Who gives a shit who my wide receiver four is, dude? It's Deebo Samuel. That's a pretty good wide receiver.
Wait,
four
so you,
for any
DeAndre
dynasty.
DeAndre Hopkins. You have DeAndre Hopkins as a higher wide receiver than Deebo
Let's
Samuel.
Let's make another bet.
What is the bet
you
now?
Think DeAndre Hopkins is going to be better than Deebo Samuel?
Going to be better than DeAndre.
No, I don't think so. No.
Okay. All right. So DeAndre Hopkins is your wide receiver four.
Sure, that's not bad for any dynasty team that didn't fucking scold their league mates to take all their players because they were on payroll. This would be a very good team.
None of these, like my other dynasty friends, have not worked out that well for me. It has been you, and it has been Logan and Tyler that have really truly fueled me.
That is not true. What the fuck? Who have I given you other than Brandon Ayuk?
Brandon Ayuk.
Okay, that's you have not seen how that works out yet, so you can't make that argument.
That's fair enough.
You did a trade in April. You have no idea what's going to happen. He could get traded next week.
See, Connor, if you want incentive to be involved in April, here's the incentive. You fucking fleecing John.
Sterling finally dropped Damian Harris. I just realized that.
John, do you want a competent wide receiver that's a little younger?
Look, I looked at your team. I thought about it.
I'd like to take this time to say I'm actively shopping Christian Kirk.
I don't want to talk about Christian Kirk right now, man. I already laid my fucking bed and made my bed for Christian Kirk and gave away CeeDee Lamb. So I don't really want to talk about that.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You did do that in our other league.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on Christian Kirk. I'd be more interested in
Connor, did you know I've won our other
league? None of your guys, to be honest. I don't want – you have great running backs, but I don't love your wide receivers.
I won our other league three out of the last 4 years.
Not really. Not for fantasy, no.
What?
He's not great for fantasy, and you've even made that argument yourself, Jake. So, no, I don't want Zay Flowers.
Wait, did I make that argument in a fantasy fight?
Pretty sure. I don't know if it was a fantasy fight, but you have actively said, you think he's a good wide receiver for the NFL, but not so much for fantasy. You've said that many times.
I mean, I don't know. It's tough to say because Lamar's game is changing. I don't know. I'll have to see it this year. He slimmed down. I don't know. I don't know.
He's really happy, though. I'll give him that. He's like a really happy
guy. I love Zay. I mean, I think Zay Flowers is a great wide receiver. Putting in the work. He's a smart guy.
But, I just needed a chance. I need a chance because what I did last year didn't work, and I don't see my team being better with the players I had. So I had to take a risk.
I don't think those guys give you the chance that you think they do.
Okay. I mean, it's either Brandon Ayuk or I have three other guys that were very relevant last year for fantasy.
I think you got bigger names for the same production.
Nah, I don't think so.
I don't think so. Yeah.
I mean, it's just the fact that Deebo and Ayuk on the same team, it totally capped my fantasy potential. Like, my weekly output was at best 134. Like, it really was not that good. So to beat teams like to Logan and Jake and
got to get out of bed with 140 at least.
That's what I'm saying. That's I think on a given week, those guys have the potential to put up two touchdowns and 10-15 catches. Like, Brandon Ayuk and Deebo can't do that on the same week. So for me to have a chance, I understand they're 31 years old. And there's probably a large chance that probably two of those three guys sucks this year. I'll agree to that. Sure. But I'm going for it. It is what it is. I have no picks. What do I have to lose? So
that is a good point. There's literally you have zero incentive to do anything other than fight.
Yeah, I'm fighting you get your, 20, life here,
your 2027 picks. So
exactly, man. And I'm not trading those. Those will be there. I'm not trading any of those picks. I can't do it.
That's right. I said about 2026. I am currently shopping all those picks.
That's fair.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Yeah. Well, everybody has. Everybody has gotten an offer.
Well, after the draft, maybe I'll throw my
burst out there. I sent Logan a just literally all of my picks in Calvin Ridley for Amon-Ra. He was like, the value's there, but I just like Amon-Ra. I want to hang on to him.
He does love Amon-Ra.
Fuck.
That would be insane if you were able to get Amon-Ra and Waddle off him in one offseason before fucking May.
Who's his quarterback?
He has Herbert and Daniel Jones.
Oh, that's right. Herbert. I was going to say, try to fleece him for another quarterback, but I gave him the last one. So.
Try to do a trade back.
I was thinking about it, actually.
Just send him Goff in a first, and it'll work out for your favor.
Did any other trades happen in our league before we do our who's that fantasy dude?
Nothing substantial.
It is April, as you said.
The only guy I'm trying to move, like I said, is Ridley or Kirk. I'd be open to Pollard, but I like the new team for him. I think that's good.
I spent 127 fab on. Wait,
where is he again?
We did have another trade go through.
Where did, yeah, I was going to say Tennessee, I think.
I think Tennessee. Is Pollard's right? In Tennessee?
Yeah, Tennessee, yeah.
Yeah.
We did have one more trade that was between Ben and Austin. Might be worth
talking
about. I got a text from for, this that I didn't for care Puka about.
Here.
Chili, hold on. Chili, can you not? Can you not do that? You're making a lot of noise. Here, go away.
You're making this worse.
She was like playing with a tag on the chair for the last 10 minutes. So yeah, trade here for Puka. Puka Nacua. Oh,
this was big. Yeah.
2024 second. Team 10. I don't know who that is. I assume that's like a high second, maybe. For Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Kendre Miller. 2024 first, a third, and a third. Pretty even.
Yeah.
I'd rather have Puka in this.
That's kind of what I said. I think Austin texted me about it because he needs reassurance for his trades. But I think I said the same thing. Like, who got the best player?
As of right now, you got the best player in Puka.
Right.
Yeah.
It's still, you know, it's still to be seen whether or not JSN will break out and be a fantasy relevant player. But I mean, Austin spent the 102 on him last year. So.
Right. Yeah.
It's tough. I mean, sometimes you just gotta eat your pride a little bit and just. I think this is a win for him now. If I don't know if Puka can replicate wide receiver four again. I mean, that's.
I think he can do it again. I think he was phenomenal. But man, great call on Austin to send 2/3 that are absolutely meaningless for a team that is going to fight tooth and nail to be anything but bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you seen his team? It's not. I mean, Ben's team is not.
No. I'm saying he sent your 2/3 in this.
Wow.
Team.
I'm sure. That was fucking mean. Okay.
Right. How does that mean? We just talked about how you're going to fight until literally 2027.
Also, I'll be right back.
So
that's fair. I did. But I don't think I'll be bad in 2025 and 2024.
Well, that's what I'm saying. No, it's 2025 and 2026. I'm saying.
Oh, you're saying they're low.
I'm saying those are useless picks to me. Like they mean basically nothing to me.
Yeah. No, I'm kind of with you there. 2024 first. Whose team is that? Because I don't have the. It just says team 11 for me.
Whose team is the 2024 first?
Yeah. Is that Austin's
2024 first? First is. Hold on. I should pull it down. 2021st is Connors, actually.
So I mean, that could be high or middle. I mean, or low or middle is how I mean, like a good pick.
I would imagine it's going to be somewhere in the vicinity of like 7 to 10, 7 to 10 or 11.
Yeah. I don't know. I still look at it as a very even trade. Kendre Miller is like, but Ben traded for two guys that have every possibility of breaking out. Like, I think it works out for both teams. Austin could definitely compete this year with Puka and his.
I'm
his
still team. Like, I'd so much rather have Puka.
Yeah. I really like Austin's team.
Breece,
right now.
Yeah, I do too. Breece Hall is that he's scary.
I really wish Trey I was McBride able to convince, is a sweet spot. Well, I don't know if I would have done it, but I was almost convinced him to do Breece Hall for the 101 and the wait, how did I do it last year? I would give him Bijan before the draft for Breece Hall in the 102. That's what I tried to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, because I feel like I'd rather have Breece Hall than Bijan right now. He's just so fucking good. I mean, he really is that good. So, and I probably would have drafted JSN, but yeah, you know, we'll see. Yeah, I think that's a pretty good trade for both of them. A rare even trade in our league, I guess I would say.
Yeah, you don't see a ton of those.
Yeah.
Unless they're like meaningless. But I feel fine. I mean, I'd feel fine on either side, but I'd much, much rather have Puka.
You know what trade I also thought was very even last offseason was when Logan traded Charbonnet for CJ Stroud straight up. And now I don't think that's so even anymore.
Much rather have Stroud.
Yeah, holy shit, dude. Oh my god.
Yeah. I don't know. Logan's made a ton of terrible trades. What did he get for James Cook? Like nothing.
A second. Yeah, second round pick. I still don't understand that one, dude. That was crazy. Anything dynasty related, you guys? How about Connor? Since you're rarely on the show, what's your dynasty team outlook this season?
I think this is where make a push here. Like, I'm not blasting you, John, for your aggressiveness with that trade.
Yeah.
But I like, for me, I like to kind of see how things shake out first, you know. So I need to see I need to see the NFL draft, and then I like to leave 2 weeks until our draft, rookie draft.
Yeah, something like that. We usually do the day after, but we made there was a campaign to push it, which is okay. I'm not opposed. Some people do it before the NFL draft, which is asinine to me. That's crazy.
That is absolute goblin behavior.
Yeah. I know some people that did like a month ago. I was like, what? How? What value do you put on your picks? Like, I would never trade for a pick at that point. So anyway, right. Yeah. So you are making a push.
Yeah, no, I think this is a year to make the push. I like the, because part of me too is like, I'd be open to moving Terry maybe, but it depends if they get bringing his quarterback. You know, so I have guys that are, Tennessee could be in a similar position. Like, do we think Will Levis is a guy in Tennessee?
I think he has the potential to be. I think he's got the physicality. I think he's got the strength, the arm strength's there. I think it's tough to. I think we'll see this year. I think it's if he's nothing this year, then he's nothing.
Right.
I mean, he definitely showed spurts last year too that were very. You know, he looked good. But I mean, new coach. A lot of new stuff. So, I mean, it really.
Yeah, I keep forgetting they fired Vrabel.
Stupid, man.
That's a crazy move, right?
I think so. I mean, he was just getting his footing, and like they were one of the best teams in the league in 2022 and then set it off here.
Him and Belichick don't have a job.
Yeah, that is nuts.
Him and Belichick what?
Don't have a job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How? I mean, that's wild to me. That's wild.
He didn't get a DC anywhere, did he recently?
Vrabel does have a job for the Browns doing something.
That's right. Yeah, he's like assistant head coach or something, right?
It's some position. I'm sure he's waiting for another shot. But
is Belichick in Washington? Did I see that? Does he have a job in?
No. Belichick. He actually just came out today. He's on the. He was on Pat McAfee today. He's going to do media. He's going to sign with. Like the Omaha Sport, like Peyton Manning's group. So I would love Belichick on with the Mannings.
Like, that would be
that Monday so night cool. chat. Like that would be awesome.
Could you imagine he was on Fox with Brady?
Oh well, that's been the dream forever. There's been a lot of people speculating that. Like put him and Brady in a booth with whoever.
Oh my God, that would be
unbelievable.
I wouldn't sleep on that happening. I feel like there's a big possibility that happens because talk football together in any interview, it's like. It's so fascinating.
Did you see like the Wickersham article that came out today about that and about how like, I forget, it painted the Crafts in a terrible light, which again, I'm here for. I'm not a big fan of them right now. But it was basically like, part of it was talking about how Belichick's going to go with Manning and like the Omaha Sports Group or whatever.
Okay.
In the media this year.
Yeah. I would love to see it in any capacity. Watching Bill Belichick talk about football where he doesn't feel like he has to hide information from reporters is incredible. So,
well, either way too. And I think, cause that's an ESPN kind of umbrella, right? That Omaha Sports Group with the Monday night, like the Manning cast and all that.
Right.
He's going to be on McAfee's like draft night show too.
Oh, that's amazing.
So that was the big announcement today that he's going to be on McAfee's draft. Like he's going to be on the pre-draft and like during the draft. So that again kind of points to him being going ESPN, not Fox. But
okay.
I would love him with Brady. That'd be unbelievable.
So do you think he's just doing this for a little while? Because didn't he want Shula's record? Wasn't that the whole thing?
I think he'll be a head coach in 2025 or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh but, my God.
Oh, did you just see Juju Smith-Schuster's?
He posted that on Snapchat. That's his dog, bro. Yeah. How is it just out like that?
See what I'm saying? It doesn't
you think
make
he
sense.
Didn't know?
How would you not know?
Because Jake just posted in our TFD chat, and he's like, to Tyler, you could just going to ignore Juju's penis.
John, I'll be honest. My penis hasn't been out all that often in public, but when it has been, I know.
You exactly. That's what I'm saying, and he put it on social media and probably his IG story.
You just know when that happens.
You know, like, hogs out. Come on, man.
There's no way. There's no way he wasn't goofing and like meant to send that to somebody. And put it on.
His story. Hit my story instead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Although I would love to know who Juju's like sending picture of his hog in front of his girl to. Like,
well, that's the other thing too. Like, if it was just him, you'd be like, okay, maybe he's sending it to a woman.
Right.
But there's a girl next to him. Yeah. If you don't have that, you're not in that situation unless the girl next to you is someone who you've been intimate with in the past. I'd argue.
I think that there's very few contexts in which you can take your penis out in a car with another woman and have it be okay.
Right.
And put it on the internet. You can take your penis out in the car with a woman. Like, and that's fine. I
mean, unless you're making pornography, and even then, like, it should be on private property, I would say. But like,
well, yeah, been there, done that, but do you guys have anything
also
else
another requirement of Florida residency?
You gotta take hog out at any given time, especially in like a racetrack gas station trying to buy like a fucking nice frozen yogurt. Take your penis out. They love it. They're like, oh, it's free.
You might love frozen yogurt at the racetrack.
There is a frozen yogurt, like at racetrack gas stations down here, they have like a frozen yogurt section.
Do you have to take your penis out to get the frozen yogurt from?
You have to use the levers with your penis. Yeah.
It's a discount.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Fucking crazy.
Knock a couple bucks off if you take your dick out of the racetrack gas station.
Anyways, shall we do a little shortened game of Who's That Fantasy Dude?
Let's do it.
I've been studying.
Let's fucking go. Shit. Oh, how? Jake doesn't study.
Oh no, I actually
not in school and not now.
I have not checked.
He's just goofing. That's a little joke.
Oh, that was a little silly.
All right, move on.
Fantasy dude.
Oh, Jake just pointed to himself. Is that is it going to be you?
It's me.
The track record's there.
I'm actually not that good at this game.
This is Jake's worst game.
I'm pretty bad at it.
Oh, no, I mentioned fantasy in general.
Oh, in fantasy general, yeah. Like I said earlier, have won our other league 3 out of the last 4 years, and John has never won that league in its current form.
Okay, thank you for adding that last part.
Yeah, because he won it when it was a fucking
2015. It's almost been 10 years since I won a fantasy league.
Yeah,
when?
That wasn't a Yahoo public like league, but those are real. Actually, I won my work league
2015.
Second place in my work league last year till CD Lamb happened. Wow. Anyways,
second place in the work league.
Yeah, I think that was in the title of our podcast. Jake and Tyler both win, and John gets second place in his work league. But anyway, who's that fantasy dude? This is the show where, or this is the segment where Jake is, and hold on. What is the segment again?
Do you want me to read it, John?
I don't need to read it. It basically what's going to happen is I'm going to give them 10 dudes. We're going to go into 10 dudes, and there's going to be 5 questions for each dude, each round, each question.
What are you doing in 10 dudes?
Don't worry about it.
He's going to do that a lot, just so you know.
There's going to be 5 dudes that we're going to get into deeply, and each time
into 5 dudes,
you're going to get 5 hints on each dude.
5
and
guys,
point
burgers,
totals
surprise.
Will diminish each question. If you get it on the first hint, that's 5 points. Second hint, 4 points, and you know, and it goes down from there.
What
first
happens
person
if you get
two,
it after 3 hints?
So after 3 hints, you would get 3 points, and after 2 hints, you would get 2 points. You get it, basically.
What is 1 hint?
1 hint would be 1 point, and if you don't get it
Hold on, now I'm confused.
I'm starving, and I need to get Uber Eats, so can we please fucking do this? The dinner I made tonight was terrible, and I threw it down the garbage disposal before this podcast.
Oh, no, was it one of your little fancy oven meals?
Yeah, it was bad. I didn't like it.
Just get Factor like a real man, will you?
John has this fancy oven meal that he makes. He had to buy it. What is it, a Tovani or some shit?
Tavala, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I've always thought the best meals are the ones you need a special piece of equipment for.
It's 1 minute prep. It's look.
Yeah, like, it's just like shit. And
that's the thing, is like some of them are actually like really good and some of them are terrible.
So
this
start
is the
Tavala.
Like it's like one step away from MREs.
Microwave/ toaster oven.
Yeah, it's like 7-in-1, bro. It's fucking crazy.
Except it doesn't
this one's on
food.
Sale for $69. I think this is the one I have right here.
you know what's free is the oven I already have in my kitchen.
Look, you can even make scannable groceries. That's the thing. Like the cool thing about it is like you could just like type it in on your phone and hit start. Like you don't even have to know what temperature to put it at.
And what Ponzi scheme did you get involved in to do this?
My mom got it for me for Christmas.
She involved in? Because I'd like to be.
I think it was an Instagram ad.
the scannable recipes, like it would be kind of cool to have a sheet of recipes that are standard throughout a week and be able to just go boom in the oven if you prepare it yourself. I think that piece is cool. But you are buying like prepackaged meals. And I think that's crazy. Like
HelloFresh comes with all the ingredients and it has like
HelloFresh is too hard.
HelloFresh takes 20 to 30 minutes. That's the thing is I come home, I have 5 minutes to cook before we do a podcast, or I just want to fucking blow my brains out.
Once a week. You're doing it so you can drink and play Fortnite.
Okay, listen, that's not entirely true.
That's true.
No free ads here, but like, have you heard about Factor?
Factor's like, even worse, bro. Factor's even worse. That's microwavable.
Exactly.
That's way worse.
No worse than this.
No, this is an oven, bro. This actually tastes like well-cooked food.
How the fuck does it matter how you cook it?
It absolutely matters. There's a big difference between putting something in a microwave and then an oven. Come on. I would know. I've done every meal prep service fucking on the planet, except Factor.
Why don't you just cook your own food?
I have. Yeah. I've been doing a lot of...
Buy rotisserie chicken. It'll last you 3 days.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, if Allie left me, I would eat so many rotisserie chickens.
Oh, rotisserie chicken's so good.
You can still get a rotisserie chicken without having her leave you.
Yeah, but it's not the same. You don't get it. You don't get this.
Why? Because she cooks so well?
No, because you can't be in a long-term committed relationship and come home with a fucking rotisserie chicken if you're already have dinner
planned. Speak for yourself, Jake. I do it
every week. I've been in long-term relationships and never come home with a rotisserie chicken, not one time.
I do it every single week.
You can't. That's crazy. Sam's on board with you bringing home and eating a rotisserie chicken for dinner.
Down her throat, and she says thank you. It's like, all right, but like, yeah, you know.
Do you come home with two? Man. One for you, one for her.
Yeah,
a little two for one deal.
Actually, yes, I do. So.
I got a his and hers rotisserie chicken.
Rotisserie chicken. Look, babe, I put a bow on yours.
It's a chicken and a little Cornish game hen.
Aww. That's so cute.
All right, let's do the game.
Who's that fantasy dude? You can play along at home. If you are, you know what I noticed? I never did like any of the podcast intro. Didn't say the podcast platforms. Didn't say where to follow us. But wow, that's the first time that's ever happened.
They made it. So
I was gonna say I'm gonna be real. Anybody that's listening in April pretty much knows our deal.
Yeah, it's a bit though. It's a bit, and that's the first time we've never done it. People are gonna be like, "What?" Especially since there hasn't been a show in a whole month. But okay. Who's that fantasy dude?
Jake, last time we played this, you and I were both just begging for it to end by the end.
Didn't I beat you? Wasn't I playing against you two? And
asking questions, I think.
Like, last time it took like 2 hours.
If you guys would shut the fuck up, we could get through it. But
yeah, that's the problem.
Right, it's definitely your fault.
No, the problem is you're fucking Tavala. That's what's causing us the problems.
Well, it wasn't a very good dinner tonight. I was disappointed. Anyway,
great. Let's go.
First to 11. Here we go. Dude one. Let's get inside of him.
Pause. You just blur out the answer? But once you guess,
You'll see. Oh, okay, yeah. So in the private chat, can you see the private chat?
Oh, yes.
Go ahead and think of a buzzword and then you copy and paste it so you have it ready to go. Go ahead. I need to PP. Can we pause real quick? Late John.
Too late. I already did that.
Okay, you took care of the PP. All right. So go ahead and send me your buzzword so I know what to expect. Jake's is usually like, wow. All right. I don't even think I can say that one on the show. I almost did. Something profane from Connor, and something a little bit less profane from Jake. Awesome. Here we go.
We already said that on the show, to be fair.
Juju penis is Jake's. Juju penis. Here we go. Juju hog. Here we go. Dude number one. You can buzz in after I finish reading it. Okay. So now yours is Hog Molly. Hog Molly. That's my cat's name. Why? Well, hold on. Anyway, dude number one, here we go. I came in off the bench in 2023 and made a serious impact for my AFC team as a rookie.
Shit, I don't know.
Dude Just so you know, you the only thing you can have up is the team logos and what divisions they are in. You are allowed to have that because there will be a lot of questions saying.
So you can guess every round. You can only guess once.
You can guess once per hint.
Okay.
Yeah, so you would go ahead and put if you have an answer, you can go ahead and throw your buzzword into the chat, and I will call upon you to answer said question. Juju Penis. Oh, Juju Penis came in first. That's Jake. So I'm gonna go ahead and let
Keaton
you.
Is it Mitchell?
Is it? Hold on.
What John. The fuck are we doing,
John? Hold on. I think it is. Hold on a second.
What the fuck are we doing, John?
It is. It is Keaton Mitchell. That's correct.
Nice. Connor, let me keep slugging through these ones.
Yeah, way to go, Jake. Oh, shit. I lost.
No, he didn't lose yet. But Jake's up 5-0.
I can get this over in three questions.
That would be crazy because Jake usually sucks at this. So
I do usually suck ass at this.
I came off the bench in 2023 and made a serious impact on my AFC team as a rookie. Keaton Mitchell, yeah. Good job. That's correct.
I was going to say Will Levis.
I don't know if he made a huge impact. He might have made a huge shit in the toilet.
He did come off the bench in 2023.
And
that's
if you replace
sure.
a starting quarterback and earn the job for the rest of the year, I mean, again, subjectiveness in the questions. I'm not going
to. Well, that's the thing. These hints could apply to a lot of players. So you're not necessarily wrong, but you are wrong in this scenario.
I understand that. I know it wasn't the right answer.
No, it wasn't. But okay. Yeah. Moving on. Jake up 5-0. Juju Penis coming out for the win here.
That's not my team name. That's just my buzzword.
Well, are you sure about that? Here we go. Dude number two, let's get inside of him. For here's hit number one for dude number two. I have 2 years in the league and only really been used as a gadget or depth player on my AFC team. Connor?
Sky Moore.
That's correct.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
What the fuck, you guys? What the hell? That's insane, you guys. Wait, hold on. Did somebody like get my answer? That's crazy. No. That has never happened. These are like very vague hints. What the fuck?
I mean, that I probably wouldn't have got that just for
it's also two people we've talked about. Like
well, yeah, that just so happened to happen be a to thing. Me. I mean, that's okay. I have 2 years in the league and only really been that's Sky Moore. Okay.
He's a gadget or depth guy. Trust me, I know. I've seen it in other leagues.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, it wouldn't let me write his name correctly. It kept autocorrecting, then I gave up. Okay.
Who did they sign that was a veteran? I forgot.
Oh, Marquise Hollywood Brown.
Right.
I did forget about that, actually. He's going to be good this year. I think
he's going to be pretty okay.
I have made several offers to Frank.
Who has them?
And Frank. As have I. Frank. Okay. Going inside of dude number three. First to 11, guys. So even if you get it on five, we do go to the fourth dude, which a lot of people would be happy about. Maybe not you guys. Here we go. Hint number one. I was wide receiver 69. Nice. In 2023.
Nice.
Nice. Juju Penis, do you have anything to add?
Wide receiver 69. God, I don't know. Sure. Nick Akeem Westbrook. We're Nick Westbrook Akeem.
No, I wouldn't make you do that guy again.
Okay.
It's not Nick Westbrook. Nick Westbrook Hakine. Hog Molly?
Demario Douglas.
That's incorrect. It's not Demario Douglas.
Bob Douglas.
Very good guess. Moving on to still do number three, but hint number two. I had a 2-touchdown performance in week one of 2023 and wasn't nearly as electric the rest of the season. Last year, week one, this guy scored 2 touchdowns, but finished as wide receiver 69.
Jeez, this is a tough one.
They can't all be 5-0 questions. Juju Penis?
Jackson Smith and the Jigba?
No, that is incorrect.
Sorry to dismiss you like that, Jake.
It's okay. Sometimes you just got to get a guess out there so we can get the next question or next hint. Because I don't know off this. I have no idea.
Connor?
Alan Lazard.
It is not Alan Lazard. Great guess.
Great guess.
And also, Jake's guess was not bad either. Here we go. For 3 points, I play for one of the worst teams in the NFL.
Oh. Oh, no.
Juju Penis?
Tyquan Thornton?
No.
Hey, come on. No, it's not Tyquan Thornton.
I don't think it was in the – I bet he was triple digits for wide receiver this year.
You think so?
Triple digits?
It doesn't.
I said he's wide receiver 69.
That's what I mean. I bet he was over. I bet it was 100 or over.
I don't know.
Oh, for Tyquan, yeah.
How little it takes. Like,
yeah, it's not Tyquan Thornton. Hog?
Michael Gallup?
It is not Michael Gallup. I think he was actually better than that, which I hate to say.
He probably was, right?
Yeah.
That is
okay.
Nemesis. I don't know if you know that.
For 2 points. Yeah, I hate Michael Gallup. I know. Fuck him, dude. One of those start sit decisions that will always haunt me. Here we go. For 2 points. I'm going into my fourth year with my current team and spent my first 4 on the West Coast. So he's 8 years in the league, 4 years with his current team, spent 4 on the West Coast before that. Hog? Penis? this is your choice. You chose this.
More natural now.
Hog? Anything? This is great. This is
okay.
Juju Penis? Until you guys win, I'm not going to stop calling them out.
Stop this. it's got to be Kendrick Bourne, right?
It is Kendrick Bourne.
Yeah.
My thought was right with Tyquan.
Yeah, yep. You know,
you guys are both right. West Coast. Didn't you say DeMario Douglas, Connor?
Yep, Pop Douglas.
Yep.
Got it. That was a 2-pointer. So Jake is up 7-5. Okay.
I could close this out with a 5 or 4-pointer.
You sure could. Even 4, Jake.
Yeah.
7-5. Sure. Jokes. I'm too old to find these jokes so funny.
When John laughs at his own jokes, it's the best, dude.
Oh, I love it, dude. Okay. For dude number 4, I have 10 dudes to get into, but, you know, maybe we'll save them for next time.
Please.
Here we go. For 5 points, Jake could win. Hog could get pretty close. I'm somewhat relevant for fantasy, but I'm a bigger name as an NFL player.
That's tough. That's a tough hint.
Yeah.
Somewhat relevant for fantasy, but a bigger name.
So this could be any offense, defense, doesn't matter, right?
Offense.
No, only offense.
Okay.
Fantasy offense. Relevant players, yeah.
No kickers.
Not like we're not doing like linemen either.
No. That would be
all right.
That'd be crazy.
Skill players.
I couldn't do that to you guys. No retired players either. These are all active players.
A bigger name is an NFL player. This is a tough one.
Yeah, I think you guys know what that means, right? Like, they're not, you know, it's not...
Yeah, I got it.
Not a juggernaut, necessarily, as a fantasy player.
That is tough.
Hog?
Kirk Cousins.
Ooh, that is
dude,
not...
Kirk was on a hot streak last season. People
he was
forget.
QB1 until he got hurt.
Yeah, I was going to say, people forget, but that dude easily could have been top 5 for fantasy, at least, last year.
Yeah, I hope he is this year. I can't wait to watch him play again.
Jeez, I don't know. Just trying to get a guess out there. I don't know. Mo Alley Cox.
No. No.
Is he somewhat relevant
as
a fantasy? Did I miss that part?
No, I think that's a good. That's a not a bad guess.
That's not like, a good guess. That's a terrible guess.
Okay. Yeah. No, it is. But he's like he's a specimen of a human being, like an athlete. I don't know if he's that crazy. Good.
I didn't say that anywhere in the hint, John.
No, okay, you're right. All right, for 4 points, here we go. My wife is more famous on Instagram than I am. Juju Penis?
Yeah.
Kyle Juszczyk.
Yeah.
It's the juice. It's got to be.
Yeah, that's correct. It is Kyle Juszczyk.
Has to be.
That was an easy hint because you have just beat the shit out of my brain with fucking stupid Brittany Mahomes and Christian Juszczyk knowledge.
Wow, Jake. All right. I guess you win.
Damn it.
So for that, you get to listen to the Brittany Mahomes update again.
No, please.
Brittany Mahomes update. Brittany Mahomes update.
It is so violently loud.
Take your headphones off, fucking bastard?
It's so loud.
I feel like John came with that.
I feel like it's not fair for you to win on that one because, like, we've talked about her so much that maybe I should have made that, like, for the 1 point.
I don't know, man. Look, it's up to, I will happily extend if Connor's like, I feel cheated. I want to play more.
I don't feel cheated.
Yeah.
That's you don't feel cheated? All right.
If give us Connor the next guy, John. You want to give us the next guy? Give us the next guy. Double or nothing.
You clearly.
All right. Jake, are you willing to take the risk? Because it to me, that feels a little bit unfair because Connor isn't on the show all the time.
Sure.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you. I don't feel like it's that unfair, but you clearly want to do another dude. So get into another dude.
Let's say this. Connor, if you can get this on 5 or 4 points, it'll be a tie and we'll go to the last question.
That is god awful third one. That is so. I would have crushed this the minute
you can pick me up and start me as an RB, but technically I'm not an RB.
That is an immediate. Yeah. It should have been I play in the NFC West as the second one, and then my team went to the Super Bowl. Kind of.
I wrote this at 7:20.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
I had the players decided the other day, but I had the hints not done. But anyway. Yeah, so Connor, if you get 5 or 4 points here, we'll go to sudden death, and whoever gets dude 6 will win. If not,
please don't get 5 or 4 points.
Well, he's got to try. Here we go. Dude 5.
Can you not guess?
I'm 29, over 250 pounds, and finished 14th at my position in 2023. Penis?
Mo'Ally Cox?
No. What the
fuck? Stop saying that.
Stop. It's never, it's not him. And it never will be. And it might be next week. It's not Mo'Ally Cox. Hog? That's what I keep saying.
I thought
he
finished above 14th. Damn it.
He finished 14th.
DK Metcalf.
Is incorrect. It's not DK Metcalf. Here we go. For 4 points. I am the third best passing option on my offense.
That feels subjective.
It's not.
No, it has to be the third best in what category?
I don't know if I can tell
catching
you.
Passes, I don't know.
And I'm assuming it's catching passes, but.
Yeah, no, this person catches passes.
Again, they all catch passes if you're a skill player. But I would say.
And again, they all catch passes.
They do.
Like.
Give it some thought. This is for a chance at sudden death if you don't get this. So maybe let Jake get
passing
first.
Option.
Third best receiving option. That was probably the wrong.
No, but I don't care about the passing. I care about defined by what metric? Yards, touchdowns,
talent.
It says who?
Everybody.
Am I not okay? Maybe I'm wrong.
Third best in terms of talent to catch a football on this team. Well, you know what?
Was it? Is it Tommy Tremblay?
No.
How cool would it be if it was?
That would have been crazy, bro. Third best, arguably fourth, because they just signed a new player from a team in the NFC East.
Oh.
I can't
no,
anymore.
That's
two. That's enough.
NFC East. Ooh.
East. All right.
Hog?
Dallas Goedert.
That's correct. Dallas Goedert.
Oh,
all right.
Shit. No. God damn.
Fuck.
It's not over yet.
Take it back. Take it back.
All right. There we go. All right.
I almost went with the Inokwe or whatever, too.
Njoku. Yeah.
No, Chad Chad Nakwo, Tennessee tight end.
Oh, Conquo.
Okay, yeah. Sudden death. This counts. Jake, if Connor wins, you lose. I know you don't
care. In my book, you won 2 players ago, so.
Yeah, but not in the book of the podcast. This is for all the marbles.
You just want to see me lose.
I just want to keep saying hog and penis. Here we go.
Yeah, that's right.
Dude 6, for 5 points in the win. My team traded away a star player in order to draft me. Hog?
No, he got it before.
Oh, no, yeah. I didn't put anything at you.
No, I just see Hog.
Bryce Young.
That's a great guess, but that is incorrect. That is a very good guess.
That is a great guess, yeah. Jeez. Traded away a star player in order to draft me. I don't know. I don't have a guess. Jamar Chase.
Incorrect. Not Jamar Chase. Here we go. For the win. I was a top five pick in the 2022 fantasy rookie draft. Juju?
Clyde Edwards-Helaire?
That is incorrect. Clyde was 2020, yeah. I think.
Yeah, he was way far, way longer ago.
Or 2021, that was our startup.
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson.
That is incorrect. Justin Jefferson was a 2021 rookie. All right. For the win, I currently sit third at best on my team's wide receiver depth chart.
Oh.
Hog?
Taquan Thornton.
That's incorrect. He was definitely not a top five rookie pick in the fantasy draft.
Oh, yeah, well, that's probably real.
Yeah, I guess it's a good point.
It's good, yeah.
I think he got drafted.
Is it Jerry Jeudy?
Incorrect. Jerry Jeudy was 2021 as well.
Oh, yeah. I'll be up with Justin Jefferson.
Goddamn, who was in the
2022? I was thinking that was 2022 also, Jake.
Yeah.
This one will be strikingly clear once you figure it out. For 2 points and the win. I have been known for health problems and injuries. Hog?
J.K. Dobbins.
Incorrect. It's not J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah.
21.
Dobbins was, yeah. Was
or 2020, I think, maybe.
He was 2020. He's been around for a while.
Oh, you know what? I keep thinking we're done with 2024. No, we're going into 2024.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy was drafted 2 years ago.
Whoops.
Known for injuries and health problems. I mean, God, I'm sure that it's just going to beat us over the head as soon as.
Yeah, like, as soon as you hear that, the name.
I mean, the next one is 100% obvious.
Wide receiver depth chart. Yeah, I mean, that's the killer. I'm just looking at. No, he's a rookie this year.
Last year. 2 years ago.
No, I'm saying, like, in my head.
Jake, if you don't get it here, then it comes down to who can click faster, I think.
Fuck. All right, go ahead.
Damn. All right, be ready. I don't know what John saw in me.
Oh, it's easy. Okay.
Hog?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I can't think of... I can picture his face, too.
Jake, do you know? We'll give Hog another 15 seconds to say it.
It's a lot of time, actually. I'll take it.
You can do this, Connor. I want to see you walk away with a win here.
I don't.
Well, say it at the same time with me, all right? You ready?
Cortland Sutton.
No. No. It's not Cortland Sutton.
I was ready to, like, say, and let you go along with it. Treylon Burks.
Yeah, it's Treylon Burks.
Oh, yeah.
Lost my mind, yeah. Too.
Yeah.
Who did they trade away to get him?
AJ Brown.
Yeah, oh, right. Yeah, they did. That's
right. Yeah. That's it, fucking crazy. That's why I was like, he's the best. He's the next big thing, obviously.
Okay, but Titans players crossed my mind at one point. Why do you think he's wide receiver 3 at best?
Well, because at best, because they have DeAndre Hopkins and Calvin Ridley. So
I think he's wide receiver three.
Oh, clearly? I mean, they have Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. They have another younger guy that was better than Treylon.
All right, I guess. Yeah.
That's at best. Like, even Tony Pollard is probably better as a receiver than Treylon Burks right now for fantasy.
Yeah, no, that
he's got asthma.
Health problems. That was the hint there.
I guess I didn't know we had that many health problems. I thought he wasn't productive.
Yeah.
I think it's a combination of a lot. But yeah, that's going to do it for this week's episode. Connor, thank you for, filling in for Tyler. He was moving.
Nice to
do it. Yeah, I really appreciate it, dude. We
thanks for having me.
I would hate to be one-on-one with Jake. That's like my worst fucking nightmare. So
that's not true. We're really good friends.
Jake, I'd love to do a fantasy football podcast and do one-on-one.
Let's start one.
I think
we should.
I don't have anything going on.
Who's
going
to produce it? Fucking a
literally,
squirrel?
No. I don't do fucking. I don't do shit to make this podcast happen. I just show up and talk.
I could tell you would have had the questions ready before 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Wow. You think Jake would have had them ready?
No.
There's no chance. Nah, he barely put clothes on for the show. He's usually shirtless.
You know what? That's nice of you.
Yeah.
I'm still wearing jeans and shoes. I didn't have time to take my shoes off.
You pulling a Juju Smith-Schuster down there?
Hours.
Maybe. I got my hog
out. You get your hog out of the pod?
I wish.
John's Hog. That's the next name for
it. John's Hog.
That's episode 4 of the offseason. John's Hog comes out. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening, watching YouTube, at Those Fantasy Dudes. You know where to find us if you're listening, if you made it this far. We really appreciate it. And we will see you in May for hopefully a much longer and more in-depth episode, maybe 2 episodes, as we look forward to the NFL and fantasy football rookie dynasty drafts. We are also in our contract league. Connor, are you in that?
Yes.
Yeah. You're in the contract. Yeah. That's another. Yes, that's a league where I actually have picks, so I'm kind of looking forward to having a say in something.
I don't think I have any picks in there.
Oh, you did trade them.
Yeah. I don't regret it at all. I mean, I got great value for him.
Yeah. Who gives a fuck, honestly? Hopefully that, I don't know, that league's a shit show, but yeah, we'll see where it goes. But anyways, thank you guys for listening, and see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to Those Fantasy Dudes Podcast. Make sure to tune in next week and follow us at Those Fantasy Dudes on Instagram.